Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised on January 4th.
And a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on December the 10th, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting of December the 10th, 2012. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the finding of the facts of the December the 10th, 2012 meeting.
I'm going to approve the finding of the facts of December, what was it, the 10th, right?
Yes, December the 10th of 2012.
Right.
Okay, that was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the finding of the facts of our December the 10th to 12th, 2012 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion so carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or other evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11129, Estate of Dulcina Leonard, south of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road, southeast of Oak Meadow Drive, being lot 74 within Oak Meadows development. A variance from the front and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dean Campbell here on behalf of the Estate of Dulcina Leonard. I have with me this evening the executrix of the estate, Pam Leonard, and the buyer's agent, Mr. Pawlowski.
Excuse me, Mr. Campbell. Are they going to be testifying tonight?
No, Your Honor. I don't believe so, unless there's questions that they may need to answer.
If they need to be sworn in, if they're going to be.
I understand. I don't anticipate that at this time, but okay. In the event that happens, I'll make them available for swearing in, if that's all right.
Mr. Campbell, the one thing is, whatever presentation that you provide, we will need someone to affirm it, if that's the case. So someone will need to be sworn in for that purpose.
Understood. Ms. Leonard, if you could be sworn in.
Please.
Yep. Come right up.
Thank you.
State your name and address for the record.
It's Pam Leonard, 114 Mitchell Street, Elkton, Maryland, 21921.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Can you state your name and address for
Paul,
the record?
Paul Walski, and I'm 25828 Bingo Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
Mr. Sharp. Thank you. This is an application for a variance. We're requesting a variance. This is in the community of Oak Meadows, which is a primarily a mobile home park. In particular, the property that we're seeking the variance is for is identified as tax map parcel 2-34-29.00-135. We have attached to the application a survey. The survey was conducted in contemplation of a real estate settlement that occurred on this property between the estate and Mr. Pawlowski's client, Sean McCormick. And it was at that time only, that it was realized that there were some setback issues with respect to this property. I myself personally represented Ms. Dulcina Leonard in her later years and worked on some wills for her. And I know that when she had this mobile home placed there, she had problems with the contractor at the time. At one point was even contemplating perhaps some civil litigation against the contractor, but that never occurred. The issues at that time involved construction issues. They weren't related to anything to the setbacks, but the only reason I bring that up is in reference to the facts of the difficulty she was having with this contractor. When the survey was completed, it was noticed that there was a setback violation in the front yard. The front right corner of the mobile home is situated 26.5 feet from the front property line. Therefore, we're requesting a variance of 3.3 feet 7 inches on the front yard setback. It has also identified that there were setback violations with the sheds in the rear of the property. The first shed has a side yard setback of 1 foot that we're requesting, and the other is a rear setback. Again, that's only 1 foot. The county has issued, and my understanding that the certificate of occupancy was issued for this property and for this construction when it was erected, and apparently this setback or these setback violations were not noticed at that time. The obvious hardships that my clients would have at this point, and my client is still under the hardship because there is an escrow agreement where money has been escrowed in the event that this application is not granted. Obviously, the hardship is the cost. Moving and resetting this mobile home would be quite costly for both my client and for Mr. McCormick. And, of course, the application seeks only the minimal amount that's required in order to have this property or have these structures placed there legally. So with that, I'll ask if there's any questions.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions at this time. Oh, yes, I do. You had stated that the variance needed was 3 feet, 7 inches?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so the application calls for 3.5 feet, so I would suggest that you're looking for 3.6.
Sorry, it is 3.5. You're correct. I saw that 5 on there. I took that as 5 inches, not feet.
Okay.
So you're correct, yes.
3.5 feet.
And one thing I did fail to mention, Mr. Pawlowski informed me earlier. I asked him, I said, how does this mobile home lay out with respect to the rest of the community? And his response was, there are many homes in the community that are set much closer to the street than what this is. Mm-hmm. There are many that are set further back than what this is. It's a kind of a mixed community. But it certainly is not out of character for the community to have a mobile home within this minimal setback distance and to be in violation. And I would ask Mr. Pawlowski if you could confirm that for the board.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Records?
Yes, I have one question. Your shed, what's that setting on, a permanent foundation or?
I'll defer that to.
Sir, could you come up to the podium, please? Thank you.
The shed, you're talking about the
that's
shed?
That's also, you're also asking for a variance there.
Which shed, sir? There's two.
The one in the rear that's asking one for a variance.
If you look at the property, there's a shed that's sitting back here, and then there's a shed that's off to the side. The one that's back here closest to the property line, Mr. McCormick has the intention to get rid of that shed. Oh, as far as the foundation, I don't believe it's on a permanent foundation.
In other words, you, you're going to get rid of it? Is that true?
I can't give you 100% yes on that, but that shed is in needs a lot of repair. So his intention right now, to my understanding, is to get rid of that particular shed.
Because you're asking for a one-foot variance on that shed. That's the reason I'm asking you.
That's correct, yes, sir. That's correct, sir. We obviously wanted to address everything just in the event that Mr. McCormick changes his mind.
Sure. So you're not sure whether you're going to get rid of that shed or what? So that's the reason you're after the variance?
That's correct.
Correct.
So if we were to grant it, we would only grant it for the existing shed and not for any future changes?
That's correct. That's all we're seeking.
Okay.
Do you have permits for the questions? You have permits for the shed and the ramps?
Honestly, I don't know. I honestly do not
know. There are not.
They're not?
But they could obtain those permits.
Okay.
Thank you, Cindy.
If approved, yes.
Okay. Hearing no further questions from members of the board?
I do have one other question in regards to the standards for granting a variance. I understand it wasn't created by the applicant, but the deceased seems to be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and you explained it wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood in a minimum afford relief, but I'm not clear on how you address the uniqueness of the property and its development within strict conformity.
Well, the uniqueness of the property, I guess the uniqueness of it right now, is that the property is set up and the structures are located on the property in conformity with the area. To move that mobile home at this particular time would obviously cause the hardship. And another issue that is related to that also is that there is a ramp that attaches to this deck here. And all those things, in our view, makes the property unique. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
If that's your answer to uniqueness, yes.
Can I say something, please?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to come to the podium.
Come forward, ma'am, to Mike, please.
We have to get everything on tape.
Over here. Have to be on tape. Thank you, ma'am.
Going through the neighborhood, a lot of the properties have are a lot closer to the road and have a lot of buildings that are really a lot closer than mom's was.
Okay.
And hers, it looks pretty normal. It's not like way out of kilter or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Just have a couple. I guess, Ms. Leonard, is it? Could you step up to the podium for me real quick? Did you hear the presentation by Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Do you affirm that everything he said is true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second question I had was, when was the mobile home placed on the property?
My father and my brother passed away years ago. When mom and dad moved in to this place, it was 1989. It was a single wide trailer then, and the man who they purchased the double wide trailer from, I don't know that he said he put that trailer right in the same spot, but it would have been a bigger trailer, so maybe that accounted for the differences. But I know that other places in the neighborhood like have buildings all over the place and way more out of where they should be than their buildings on the land.
So do you recall when this mobile home was placed? You said they bought it in 89 with a single
wide. They bought it in 89. The new mobile home is a 2005, so it was sometime after that.
My recollection was around 2009, because as I indicated, I had drafted the will for Ms. Leonard, and in one of those will sessions, she had mentioned to me the fact that she had placed this mobile home there, and that's when the issues involving the contractor came up. I can't with any certainty say what that date was, but it has been approximately 2 to 3 years ago.
Do you recall who the contractor might
be? I do not know.
I have his name on a piece of paper somewhere, and I did call him, and he said that he did everything he was supposed to do, but I don't know. I know that it was a used mobile home when Mom purchased it.
Okay.
A permit was obtained February 22nd of 2010.
Was the CO issue?
For
issued?
A replacement, yes, of April 27, 2011.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
My memory serves correct. Further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11129. The certificate of compliance was issued, as so testified, on April of 2011. The county issued that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty was created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance at the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11129. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11129 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.